This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We've been covering the events in France, all France, eh? And, of course, the big revolt going on there. New California will be wearing yellow vest in solidarity to the anti-globalist movement that is established here in New California, of course, and also the anti-globalist movement in France and the rest of the European Union, I might add. European Union's kind of, like, struggling right now. And as we heard Steve Hilton from The Next Revolution last hour talking about this, the people are pounding on the table out there in France. Now, let's do a little perusing, and I like to do this like in real time. This is part of the show, by the way. I know that, okay, those of you that listen to our radio show, you know we just kind of like dance around. But this is actually part of the show that I was going to take you through this part. And we're going to draw up, we're going to go very quickly to Google. And we're going to Google, are you ready for this? French Revolution. Now, this is, I think, because nobody knows about the French Revolution anymore and all the stuff that happened in the French Revolution. This is from the ubiquitous source known as the WikiLeaks. There's actually the History Channel, too. Let's dive into the history. I'd like to take you through this because I think it's just sort of, revolution. No, it's informative. I think gaining perspective on the history between the French Revolution and the United States of America, that's a big one. Hello. You know, these revolutions just don't come out of a vacuum like, oh, let's have a revolution today. There's meaning behind them. This is from the History Channel. Some of the things I'm not sure we can trust on the History Channel, but I think this one, it's kind of settled. It's settled history, so to speak. The French Revolution. Let's see what they say about that. Okay, the French Revolution was a watershed event in modern European history. Let's see what they say here in their little video. Ubiquitous video. Why don't they play their videos? This is what we want. We want to know who's who in the French Revolution. Come on, the thing is, it's trending on me. It means that the spinning balls are here, basically, is what's happened. And here we go.
This is the story of the French Revolution. The king of France was absolute, the people all were destitute, the year was 17 and age 9. Churches paid no income tax, neither did aristocrats, and wars were costing money all the time. But enlightenment ideas had entered people's ears, like liberty, equality, and brotherhood. People starving broke under feudalism's yoke, knew no church or king was gonna do them any good. There was such financial crisis, the king had to take advice to try an old thing called the States General Government. The Estates General had three votes, nobles, church, and common folks. 2-1, the commons lose, it always win. The commons in frustration said, we represent the nation. The nobles and the church must lose their privileges. And the rich were scared for real when they stormed to the Bastille. And rebellions also broke out in the villages. At the palace in Versailles, the king and queen were heard to sigh when the National Assembly made a Bill of Rights.
Oh, Bill of Rights. Let's stop here for a second. The year is 1789. Aha! 1789. The French Revolution was a watershed event in modern European history that began in 1789. Now, there's some other dates there to be considered. 1776. What about that Declaration of Independence? If you're picking up on this little ditty here, the French Revolution sounds like a lot of the things that they were calling for in the Declaration of Independence in the American Revolution. Now, doesn't it? People who weren't paying their taxes, getting tax breaks, the church, the aristocrats, and who was paying the freight? Sound familiar, California? The elites pay nothing. They get all the money. You lose your job, so bad for you. Sound familiar? And in France today, what's the problem? Macron. An elite from the Rothschilds, of course. He's a Rothschild's baby. All of a sudden, there's this massive gas tax. California, though, we like it. We voted for it. Yeah. In a corrupt election system, California votes for it. Right. We like taxes. We believe in the global warming scam going on. And there's just too much carbon in the atmosphere. We breathe too much carbon dioxide. Those darn plants, they don't need carbon dioxide anyway, right? I'm sorry, I'm just...
Then the women's march embarrassed them and chased them into Paris, and the church and nobles lost their power overnight. Arguments got hot whether to keep the king or not. Different groups saw different ways to run the country best. But when the royal family tried to flee the country in disguise, they were busted and then put under a house arrest.
Is that Macron today? He tried to. He's trying. Where is he? He's not as ubiquitous as he once was. In fact, he's absent himself from France. See, the French people have been here before. Right? Has anything changed since 1776? One thing has changed is that we, the people, have not been as observant as we should have been. And we have been gradually allowing the government to run us. And that's not the way it is. So in the French Revolution, when it broke out, and you got the pitchforks and torches going on, guess what? The leadership absented themselves. They took off. But they got caught by the French people.
All of Europe's kings were terrified to hear these things, so France was threatened on all sides by enemies. And when these other kings declared the king of France had to be spared, this made the king of France look worse to the revolutionaries. They had built a new machine, the quick and painless guillotine. They said it's fairer than the king's medieval torture rack.
It's fairer. The guillotine. Off with his head, now they're screaming. Off with his head. They're screaming at you. This is fun, isn't it?
And they put it to a vote, and then they dropped it on his throat. And every king across the world just had a heart attack. They attacked from north and south, and they attacked from east and west. Revolutionary France was in a desperate state.
Ah! We're going to come back to this. This is just too good. But we got to make money here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, A21R.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Different ways to run the country best. But when the royal family tried to flee the country in disguise, they were busted and then put under a house arrest. All of Europe's kings were terrified to hear these things, so France was threatened on all sides by enemies. And when these other kings declared the king of France had to be spared, this made the king of France look worse to the revolutionaries. They had built a new machine, the quick and painless guillotine. They said it's fairer than the king's medieval torture rack. And they put it to a vote, and then they dropped it on his throat. And every king across the world just had a heart attack. They attacked from north and south, and they attacked from east and west. Revolutionary France was in a desperate state. And when the radical Marat was killed politically, now that was what it took for France's outlook to degenerate. The new leader, Robespierre, said enemies were everywhere. And for a year, the guillotine was working endlessly. And though he freed the slaves, it's true, Robespierre's head came off too. Then France was run by the more moderate Directory. But the Directory was lame, and France's only good news came from their armies out in Europe winning more and more. And the man who made them win was General Napoleon. But when he came back home, he made himself the emperor. So it was a painful climb to get from kings to modern times. But the French Revolution always paved the way, because the ideas that sparked it first have never ever been reversed. It was the biggest change that shaped our Western world today.
The French Revolution. The French Revolution shaped a lot of things in France. All 1789 it all started. And the idea was to get rid of the monarchy. They guillotine the king, Louis XVI, and Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake, right? Because the masses were starving. And she said, let them eat cake. Now, that kind of bee-slapped those people, right? Says that the 18th century, the monarchy in crisis, the 18th century drew to a close France's costly involvement in the American Revolution and extravagant spending by the king, Louis XVI, and his predecessor, had left the country on the brink of bankruptcy. Kind of like the way Jerry Brown's doing it in California. Not only were the royal coffers depleted, but two decades of poor harvest, drought. Drought. They had drought then? Shocking. They had drought then. Cattle disease and skyrocketing bread prices had kindled unrest amongst peasants and the urban poor. Many expressed their desperation and resentment towards a regime that imposed heavy taxes, yet failed to provide any relief by rioting, looting, and striking. Hello. What's going on in France today? In the fall of 1786, Louis XVI's controller general, Charles-Alexandre de Calonne, proposed a financial reform package that included a universal land tax from which the privileged classes would no longer be exempt. To garner support for these measures and forestall a growing aristocratic revolt, see, they figured out this, the aristocrats. They were outnumbered by the common folk. They were outnumbered by the common folk. The king summoned the general estate, an assembly representing France's clergy, nobility, and middle class for the first time since 1614. Well, they might want to get together and kind of agree on things. The meeting was scheduled for May 5th. In the meantime, delegates of the three estates from each locality would compile a list of grievances. Grievances. Colliers de doléances to present to the king. The doléances. Doléances, there you go. Doléances. To go to the king. Gee, is that what we do on Tuesdays every day? Every Tuesday in New California is we go and present the doléances? The grievances. List of grievances. The doléances. Rise of the Third Estate. This is interesting. France's population had changed considerably since 1614, the last time they had such a meeting. The non-aristocratic members of the Third Estate now represented 98% of the people, but could still be outvoted by the other two bodies. See, that was the thing. The people had a say here, and they were a large 98% of the people. In the lead-up to the May 5th meeting, the Third Estate began to mobilize support for equal representation and the abolishment of the noble veto. In other words, they wanted voting by head and not by status. While all the orders shared a common desire for physical and judicial reform, as well as more representatives from form of government. Shocking! I'm so shocked to see this. They were talking about this back in the French Revolution. Lack of representation. Shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. I'm shocked. Round up the usual suspects, please. The nobles, there's a group. The nobles in particular were loath to give up the privileges they enjoyed under the traditional system. They're coming for you, Zuck. Tennis court oath. By the time the Estates General convened in Versailles, the highly public debate over its voting process had erupted into hostility between the three orders, eclipsing the original purpose of the meeting and the authority of the man who had convened it. Bummer. Now, those of you that support the CONCON, the Constitutional Convention, get it? Constitutional Convention of States. That's called a runaway convention, what I just described to you there. That's a runaway convention. I hate it when this happens, don't you? So, in other words, you convene a constitutional convention and watch what happens, like what happens with the tennis court oath. I'll read this again. By the time the Estates General convened in Versailles, the highly public debate over its voting process had erupted into hostility between the three orders. Can you see this at a convention of states? Oh, it's going to be so orderly at a convention of states, right? Right. I can just imagine this with all the competing things going on there. Are you kidding me? The highly public debate over its voting process had erupted into hostility between the three estates, the three orders, eclipsing the original purpose of the meeting and the authority of the man who had convened it. So those of you that want to convene the CONCON, what might happen if you do convene the CONCON and you have the CONCON? How much control will you have in the CONCON? Probably slim to none, and slim just left town. On June 17th, with talks over procedures stalled, the Third Estate met alone and formally adopted the title of National Assembly. 3 days later, they met in a nearby indoor tennis court and took the so-called tennis court oath, vowing not to disperse until constitutional reform had been achieved. Within a week, most of the critical deputies of the 47 liberal nobles had joined them. And on June 27th, Louis XVI grudgingly absorbed all three orders into his new assembly. Now we have the Bastille in the Great Fear. On June 12th, the National Assembly, known as the National Constituent Assembly, during its work on a constitution, continued to meet in Versailles, and fear of violence consumed the capital. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about this. Consuming the Capitol. In the storming of the Bastille, as it's called. They wanted gunpowder and weapons. I wonder why. Off with their heads, they say. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're talking about the French Revolution. Oh, no, 1789. Yes, 1789. The Great Fear. We're just about ready to do the Bastille thing. A long chain of events, the French Revolution. Note the date, 1789. 1776, prior to that, the Declaration of Independence was in full swing. And having its influence all over the world. And by the way, don't you think people were really ticked? I mean, the French Revolution started because of the American Revolution. Hello? Lighting the match of independence. And all the people of France, they rose up and said, wait a minute. We don't like this monarchy. We don't like the aristocracy. We don't like the fact that the church doesn't pay any taxes. We do. We pay for the church. What's up with that? Then they come and take our stuff. They round up the usual suspects. What's really wrong with that, right? So they said, wait a minute, we got to stop this. The Bastille and the Great Fear. On June 12th, as the National Assembly, known as the National Constituent Assembly, during its work on a constitution, continued to meet in Versailles. Fear and violence consumed the capital. Though enthusiastic about the recent breakdown of royal power, Parisians grew panicked as rumors of an impending military coup d'etat began to circulate. A popular insurgency culminated on July 14th when rioters stormed the Bastille Fortress in an attempt to secure gunpowder and weapons. Many consider this event, now commemorated in France as a national holiday, as the start of the French Revolution. The wave of revolutionary fervor and widespread hysteria quickly swept the countryside, revolting against years of exploitation. Peasants looted and burned the homes of tax collectors. They're coming for you, tax collector. Landlords and signal elite, known as the Great Fear, La Grande Peur. The agrarian insurrection hastened the growing exodus of nobles from the country and inspired the National Constituent Assembly to abolish feudalism on August 4, 1789, signing what the historian Georges Lefebvre later called the Death Certificate of the Old Order. The Death Certificate of the Old Order. Are we going to see a death certificate of the old order or the globalist order? Who's going to come up with a death certificate of the globalist order? We need to research this. And I think that everybody that's involved in this, this anti-globalist revolution, should look into this. The Declarations of Rights of Man and of the Citizen. On August 4th, the Assembly adopted the Declaration of the Rights of the Man and the Citizens, the Declaration des Droits des Humains des Citoyens. A statement of democratic principles grounded in the philosophical and political ideas of Enlightenment thinkers like Jean-Jacques Rousseau. For months, its members wrestled with fundamental questions about the shape and expanse of France's new political landscape. For instance, who would be responsible for electing delegates? Would the clergy owe allegiance to the Roman Catholic Church or the French government? Perhaps most importantly, how much authority would the king, his public image further weakened by a failed attempt to flee the country in June 1791, retain? Adopted in September 3, 1791, France's written constitution echoed the more moderate voices in the assembly, establishing a constitutional monarchy in which the king enjoyed royal veto power and the ability to appoint ministers. A compromise did not sit well with influential radicals like Maximilien Robespierre, who began drumming up popular support for a more republican form of government and for the trial of Louis XVI. A republican form of government comes up. I hate it when this happens. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution guarantees a republican form of governance in the United States. Now, doesn't it? See, they were picking up on this. So you had the synergy going on. 1776, 1780, 1791, United States. Article 4, Section 4 being written, I believe, in 1783. Article 4, Section 3 and Section 4. And it speaks of guaranteeing the Americans in their Constitution a republican form of governance. That's the number one guarantee that the President of the United States has to give us all, is a republican form of governance. French Revolution turns radical. We don't want this to happen here. April 1792, the newly elected Legislative Assembly declared war on Austria and Prussia, where it believed that French émigrés were building counter-revolutionary allegiances. It also hoped to spread its revolutionary ideals across Europe through warfare. On the domestic front, meanwhile, the political crisis took a radical turn when a group of insurgents led by the extremist Jacobins attacked the royal residence in Paris and arrested the king on August 10, 1792, and following The following month, amid a wave of violence in which Parisians' insurrections massacred hundreds of accused counter-revolutionaries, the Legislative Assembly was replaced by the National Convention, which proclaimed the abolishment of the monarchy and the establishment of the French Republic. There's that word, republic, again. On January 21, 1793, it sent King Louis XVI, condemned to death for high treason and crimes against the state, to the guillotine. His wife, Marie Antoinette, suffered the same fate 9 months later. Off with their heads. Following the king's execution, war with various European powers and intense divisions within the National Convention ushered in the French Revolution into its most violent and turbulent phase. In 1793, Jacobins seized control of the National Convention from the more moderate Girondins and instituted a series of radical measures, including the establishment of a new calendar and the erection of Christianity, or the eradication of Christianity. Don't do that. Not a good idea. They also unleashed the bloody Reign of Terror, a 10-month period in which suspected enemies of the revolution were guillotined by the thousands. It says many of the killings were carried out under the orders from Robespierre, who dominated the draconian Committee of Public Safety until his own execution on July 28, 1794. Jeez, what do they say about that? We got a little clip here. Let's see what this says here. I'm not saying anything. I hate it when this happens. So this basically started to rein in everything. 17,000 people were officially tried and executed during the Reign of Terror, and an unknown number of others died in prison without trial. With the end of the French Revolution, we got Napoleon. August 22nd, 1794, the convention, the National Convention, composed largely of Girondins who had survived the Reign of Terror, approved a new constitution that created France's first bicameral legislature. Executive power would lie in the hands of a five-member directory appointed by Parliament. Royalists and Jacobins protested the new regime, but were swiftly silenced by the army. Now led by a young, successful general named Napoleon Bonaparte. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Well, revolution is in the air in France, as we're finding out more and more and more about what's going on in France. And it's that time when the French start to speak up. See, they do revolution differently than we do revolution. And we kind of follow the laws. That's kind of what we're trying to do, right? And they're not. They're not really feeling all that great, right? I don't think so. Okay. McCarthy. Interview by McCarthy hits Democrats. Small agenda for investigations. This is our own McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy from Bakersfield, California. Let's not forget about it.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy in studio here in New York, and welcome back, sir. Good morning to you. One of the many things we discovered in the Comey testimony is that four were under surveillance. Four,
wow, what was that?
Trump campaign officials.
Yes.
As opposed to two before. What does that tell you, if anything? Does that change the story in any way?
I don't think it changed the story, but it goes to show the discrediting of Comey. Whereas he sits in this hearing, but he says, I don't know, what, 166 times as he goes through. He wrote a book, he goes through. One thing that came to me is there's no collusion with this president. And Comey, I don't know why he's still out there talking about things. He's discredited.
Help us understand when he says 14 Russians had contact with Trump campaign officials in 2016. Is that an issue, or is that just how Washington works?
If you're in an international city, people interact with a lot of individuals. I don't know what he's referring to here, but did they affect the election or the outcome? Every investigation, the House and Senate, says they did not. Did they talk with the president? No, that wasn't the case. So if you look at what Comey said in there, the FISA, mm-hmm. going after individual, here they are. Comey knew that who paid for the dossier. And he still did not tell the courts. He thought there was nothing wrong with what they went through with FISA. I thought that was a major problem inside that
investigation. You just heard from Jerry Nadler. Here's Adam Schiff on CBS on Sunday.
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Listen. Schiff is the same individual who 2 years ago, before any investigation started, said he had proof and that he could never produce anything. His credibility is rather low inside Washington for his members on either side of the aisle. I think what it shows, if the president hires an attorney to solve a problem, he expects him to do it in a legal manner. I don't see, and if Schiff is taking this beyond to go forward and say there's a impeachable offense because of a campaign finance problem. There's a lot of members in Congress who would have to leave for that same place.
You leave the majority the first week of January. What do you think this does to the state of Washington affairs when Democrats head up all these committees?
Well, it's a challenge. It looks like what they're going to focus on is just more investigations. I think America is too great of a nation to have such a small agenda. I think there's other problems out there that we really should be focused upon. And in my belief is, let's see where we can work together. Let's move America forward. We've investigated this for a long period of time. Both sides have come up with nothing in the process. I think we should put the American people first.
Let's see what calculation they make come January. In the meantime, you have about two more weeks when you are in charge. GOP funding priorities are what now, do you believe, of the next 2 weeks?
Well, we fund 75% of the government already. So we have two more weeks to go, 25% of the government still to be funded. One of those elements also deals with the security along the border. Nancy Pelosi's in a tough position. She has to get 218 votes on the floor of Congress individually, so she doesn't want to deal with the subject. Schumer, he's only got about 1.6 in there to deal with border security. We got a caravan coming forward. I think we can find common ground. I know where the president is. The president wants to come to an agreement, work a deal out, and that's what he's going to have a meeting with them this week. We've got Google CEO coming in tomorrow. I think it's very important based upon what we're looking at bias, when we're looking at privacy issues, when we're looking at what they're doing in China and what they're doing with our U.S. military. I think there's a lot of questions that
have to be answered. That's very interesting. With regard to border security, you have technology down there, you have personnel to take care of the wall. Do you think it happens or not?
It has to happen in the process. We've been funding it. We've been building part of it already. It's a combination of the element to make sure the border is secure.
Yeah. What is your sense of the tariff battle?
Well, I think we're getting China's attention. Someone should have done this a long time ago. I believe the next 90 days, the president thinks he can get an agreement. I think America will be stronger for that. What China's been doing to a number of companies in America, from stealing their technology, from ever since they entered the WTO, they have not played by the same rules. I think the rest of the world is looking at the same time. We just renegotiated NAFTA. I think that modernizes, makes America stronger in the same basis.
On that point, do you think that'll pass?
I do believe it will pass.
I guess we'll call it USMCA?
Yes. I believe we won't see it until February. It'll be with a new Congress. But I believe at the end of the day, it does pass. Yeah.
As you look back on your time when you had all three branches of government in control, you got a lot done. What's your biggest regret that did not happen?
I wish we would have been able to reform health care. That element would have made, one, cost lower, would have protected more individuals. And remember, even though you have three branches of government, as long as there are 60 votes in the Senate, you never totally have it.
Let's see how it goes over the next 2 weeks. Kevin McCarthy, great to see
you.
Thank you.
Okay, Kevin McCarthy, I represented himself pretty well. You know, I'm not a major league fan of his, but, you know, he is from Bakersfield, California, and he is kind of like a majority leader right now and soon to be minority leader, I guess, in the upcoming session, which will begin in January. Big change in government, of course. And a lot of phone messages, a lot of text messages. I'm trying, people encouraging me. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I just want to say that to everyone, also about my citizen journalist, and Ron Kirkish, who is one of our citizen journalists. I got to meet one of my citizen journalists who's been providing information to Agenda 21 Radio for about 10 years last Saturday. First time I've ever met him. He traveled a long ways to come and see me speak, and I really, 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 really want to thank him for being there. It was meant a lot to see him, actually meet him. We're like best friends, actually. And finally, we get to meet each other. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. Hey, I bet you didn't think I look like this. I said, I bet you didn't think I look like this. So he was one of those kind of deals. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep Well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back. You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, the show is winding down. 23 hours to go until the next one comes up. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, or the shortcut. Take the shortcut, please. And by the way, I want to thank many of the people who did email me yesterday. We had about a 45-minute fray, if you will, from around the nation. About 10 of you responding, and we had a nice little chat on the email lines. And I really appreciate it. Sort of, it was a mini sun. I guess it's storming in a lot of places, and people can't get out. And it was just one of those kind of days. I know, geez, it was a weird day. You know, serious chemical spraying going on here in California, of course. It's a business. Anyway, I just want to thank all of you for all the great stuff you do for Agenda 21 Radio by your listenership, and also those of you that are citizen journalists, Ron Kirkish in particular, and all those that showed up, the 13 representatives from 13 counties who showed up at Morgan Hill for our presentation. It's up on YouTube. You can see it, actually. You can see the almost two-hour presentation by myself and others about New California and the state of New California. Visit our YouTube site for that. It's about Morgan Hill, Saturday, December 8th, 2018. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
is sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.